Big news! Verizon Small Business Days are here. From April 21st through 27th, book your appointment today to make our experts your experts. Get a free tech check, special deals, and personalized advice. Call 1-800-483-4428 or visit verizon.com/smallbusiness. We got you covered. Verizon Business.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
You look at the competition at Loch and then you think of the fact that Ryan Baird had a concussion, then you think of guys like Tom O'Hearn coming through the system, he probably needed to come on and be really explosive and dynamic.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster makes 6 changes for tomorrow's game away to Castres in the Investec Champions Cup. The two would-be WWE prospects at Stade Francais learn their punishments for their various misdemeanours. And French prosecutors recommend 14 years in prison for former Connacht prop Dennis Coulson. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the Munster Brains Trust has decided upon 6 changes to their starting 15 for tomorrow night's Pool 3 contest away to Castres in the Investec Champions Cup. Dave Kilcoyne is set to make his first appearance since St. Stephen's Day, having been named among the replacements. Ollie Yeager is also on that bench, having shaken off a hamstring problem. There are 2 changes to the front row for tomorrow night's game, with Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer graduating from the bench to replace Dermot Barron and John Ryan. Tadhg Beirne is restored to the starting 15 in the second row, replacing Evan O'Connell. John Hodnett and Brian Gleeson joined Peter O'Mahony in the back row this week. Alex Kendallin is among the replacements. Despite passing his HIAs, Shane Daly surrenders the fullback jersey to Mike Haley in the only alteration to the Munster backs. Castres were thumped 38-8 last week away to Northampton, so Fijian lock Leone Nakarawa and Canadian flanker Tyler Ardron are the only players retained from the pack that started at Franklin's Gardens last week. Ex-Connacht back row Abraham Papali'i is among those drafted into the scrum. Jeremy Fernandez takes the place of Santiago Arata Perone at scrum half, and there's a new centre partnership for Castres of Andrea Kokagi and Jack Goodhue. It's all changed as well in the back three, with Julien Demora, Geoffrey Palais and Remy Bagge all starting. Wholesale cast changes aren't a huge shock to Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast.
It just depends as well where they are in the league. You look at Stade probably last weekend, and they've had a lot of injuries. All that comes into the question as well. But I think in terms of cast, they changed a few around last weekend. I would imagine they'll go quite strong and quite deep against us, looking at what they have the following week, which is a top 14 game against Bordeaux. They've a team, obviously, at home. They haven't been beaten all season. They've taken a lot of good scalps in terms of Racing, La Rochelle, Toulouse. So they have been and they will be a formidable team at home, whoever plays for them. But if you look at, I suppose, their side last week, they've left maybe some of their starters on the bench, I'd imagine, with a view to putting a team to obviously win their home game and lead them back into the top 14 the following week.
Prendergast is delighted to have Kilcoyne and Yeager back in the mix this week.
Absolutely. And then credit to the lads that have been there and probably have had to lift a lot over the last number of months, the likes of Stephen Archer and John Ryan, and have been very good for us in terms of performance. And just having that competitiveness back and being able to look after players as well. You know, when you have a bit of depth in each position, you can look after guys. And it's something we have done over the last few weeks, something we look at over the next few weeks as well. So to have the likes of Ali and Dave Kilcoyne back is huge, absolutely. Glad for them as well. They've been out, especially Dave Kilcoyne, he's been out for a long time now. So see him back on the pitch amongst the squad is really, really good.
Having resumed after the international break with back-to-back wins, Calvin Nash admits the mood music around Munster is a lot more positive than 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think lads are buzzing, to be honest. And, you know, with rugby, like, you can't really stay still for too long. Like, you have to constantly be moving forward and into the next job. So I think lads are just looking forward to doing that. So I suppose, you know, the last two results have been good for us. And hopefully we can just keep building momentum in the next few games, because all the next few games for us are massively important.
So bringing you through those teams, Munster will have Mike Haley at full back, the wings manned by Calvin Nash and Thakir Abrahams once more. Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell continue their centre partnership. Craig Casey and Jack Crowley are the unchanged halfbacks. It's a front row then of Dion Bluller, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer. Finian Witcherly and Tadhg Byrne are in the Munster second row. Peter O'Mahony continues at blindside flanker. John Hodnett is named at openside. And Brian Gleeson, as I mentioned, will start at number 8. Munster have gone with a 6-2 split on the bench with Dermot Barron, Dave Kilcoyne, Ollie Yeager, the returning Tom Ahern, Alex Kendallin and Jack O'Donoghue covering the forwards. Paddy Patterson and Rory Scannell are the backs cover. Castres will have Julien Dumora at full back. The wings for them, Jeffrey Pally and Remy Bagge. Jack Goodhue and Andrea Kakagi are their centre partnership. Louis Lebrun and Jeremy Fernandez are the halfbacks. It's a front row of Quentin Walker, Gaetan Barlow and Will Collier. Gauthier Marava and Leone Nakarawa are in the second row. A blindside flanker for them, it's Matthew Babio. Tyler Ardron is at open side and Abraham Papali'i will start for Castres at number 8.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll. And in the white corner, England's World Cup winner, Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member, Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover, but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Stade Francais' two pro wrestling prospects have escaped truly serious punishment for their actions last week at Thomond Park. Perhaps most surprisingly, Stade lock Baptiste Pezzanti has escaped with a 2-week ban for his attempted pile driver on Craig Casey. A disciplinary panel of Scott, Roddy McLeod, Wales Ken Owens and Ireland's own Gordon Black found Pezzanti's malfeasance was at the low end of World Rugby sanctions, and 2 weeks were selected as the appropriate entry point. Pezzanti will therefore miss Sunday's game with Saracens and Stade's Top 14 clash with Perpignan 4 days before Christmas. A 3-week ban has been dealt to Pezzanti's second row partner Pierre-Henri Azago for his Stan Hansen-esque lariat on Peter O'Mahony. A disciplinary panel chaired by Ireland's Ben Rutherford selected 6 weeks as the appropriate entry point for Azago. No aggravating factors were present, and on the basis of the mitigation submitted on the player's behalf, a 3-week discount was applied. However, he'll be free to play after 2 games if he completes our old friend tackling school. Toulon back row Yannick Youyout will see a 5-week ban cut down to 4 if he completes tackling school. He's been punished for a high challenge on Manny Lubbock in the Challenge Cup last week that hospitalised the Springboks out half.
You're the owner of a small business, which means you're also the tech guy and HR and personal assistant and head honcho and intern. You could use another pair of hands, like the experts you'll find at Verizon Small Business Days, April 21st through 27th. Get a free tech check, special deals, and more. Call 1-800-483-4428 or visit verizon.com/smallbusiness to book your appointment. Verizon Business.
Prosecutors in the trial of 5 ex-Grenoble players accused of gang rape have recommended 14-year prison sentences for 2 of the accused. One of them is Dubliner Dennis Coulson, who spent a season at Connacht following his departure from Grenoble in 2017. The alleged incident occurred in March of that year when a student claimed she was raped by Coulson, Kiwi Rory Grice and French player Loic James. Former Munster and Ireland centre Chris Farrell and another New Zealander, Dylan Hayes, are charged with knowingly failing to prevent a crime. Attorney General Philippe Vic today told the Behind Closed Doors trial in Bordeaux that he was recommending 14-year prison sentences for Coulson and James, and a 12-year sentence for Grice. A 4-year sentence for Chris Farrell has been recommended, and a 2-year sentence with one suspended for Dylan Hayes. Lawyers for the accused made their final cases this afternoon, and all 5 maintain the incident was consensual. Marcus Smith says he's super excited to extend his stay at Harlequins. The England fly half has put pen to paper on a new deal to keep him at the Twickenham Stoop until the summer of 2028. Smith had attracted interest from a number of Premiership rivals as his previous deal ticked down. The 25-year-old has been explaining his reasons for sticking with Quins.
I think first and foremost, the relationship I've got with Nick Evans, the relationship I've got with guys that I've worked with for a long time is invaluable. I think the way that Snap's able to get the best out of me, challenge me effectively, it's hopefully going to flourish again and improve over the next few years. As well as that, the style of rugby that we play, I love the fact that we're still entertainers in this league. We try and throw the ball about when it's on, married up with a bit of control as well when it gets too chaotic. But we enjoy the chaos, we enjoy throwing the ball around, and that's one of the main reasons why I decided to stay at Harlequins is to be a part of a team that wants to back itself and back ourselves, and as well as that, entertain the crowd, and with that deliver results as well. Obviously, the start of the season this year, we've been a little bit hit and miss, but I genuinely believe in the performances that we're not that far off. Fine-tune a couple of things, hopefully go on a run in the next few months, and who knows. Every time I come in, I'm excited about the future because I see the talent that we've got. And every time I play at the Stoop or away when the Harlequins fans travel in numbers, I genuinely feel extra level of support, and I can't thank them enough. Even when I've played awfully, they've always had my back, and I'm sure in the coming months and the coming years, if we get it right, which we're all striving to achieve, I think it'll be very hard to stop. And I'm excited to be a part of that, and I know all the boys are excited as well.
Finally, some sad news. Police searching for former England fullback Tom Voyce, who went missing following Storm Dara, say they found a body. The 43-year-old is thought to have been swept away while trying to cross a river in Northumberland. He failed to return home after an evening with friends on Sunday. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Big news. Verizon Small Business Days are here. From April 21st through 27th, book your appointment today to make our experts your experts. Get a free tech check, special deals, and personalized advice. Call 1-800-483-4428 or visit verizon.com/smallbusiness. We got you covered. Verizon Business.